As you may recall, Drover and I were in front of the machine shed guarding a bowl of priceless oyster pearls and trying to keep a mob of unruly chickens from stealing our fortune. Just then we heard footsteps behind us. Slim Chance, the hired hand on this outfit, had finished his lunch and had come back outside. He walked up to us. He wore a big grin and was rubbing his belly. He slid a toothpick through his teeth and looked down at my treasure. Rocks? Your garden rocks? All at once, I didn't know how to respond to his question. I mean, it was hard to explain. See, in the beginning, we thought they were mere oyster shell rocks, but then the chickens... J.T. Cluck had... Slim didn't stay around to hear the rest of it. He shook his head and muttered, "Dumb dog," under his breath and walked into the machine shed to look for some windmill oil. Dumb dog. That really hurt. I mean, it wounded me deeply to think that Slim would jump to such a hasty conclusion. I turned back to my assistant. "Drover, listen carefully. Slim's going out to work on windmills, and he needs our help. We're going to be forced to abandon our precious pearls to the chickens. We have no choice. The important thing is that we must never reveal this episode to anyone. Do you understand?"
"Yeah, because it would seem kind of crazy."
"Exactly. No one would understand, and we have our reputations to consider. And don't forget that we were tricked into this. It's all part of a vast conspiracy, hatched by clever enemies."
"Yeah, I wonder who they are."
"We don't know, Drover, but we can be sure that they're watching us at this very minute." His eyes got big and he looked around.
"Gosh, you really think so?"
"Oh, sure. They went to a lot of trouble penetrating our security net and disrupting our activities. Trust me, they're still watching our every move." Just then, Slim stepped out of the machine shed. In his right hand, he carried a 5-gallon bucket of something. Windmill oil, perhaps. Yes, of course, it was windmill oil.
"Well, dogs, let's go work on those windmills before the wind gets up. A guy needs to do this kind of work on a calm day."
He yawned and rubbed his stomach.
"Boy, that was some bodacious good cobbler we had. Fresh peach. Too bad you dogs missed out on it."
He gave me a grin and started walking down the hill to his pickup. "Very funny. We missed out on the cobbler because he ate it all." We loaded up into Slim's pickup and headed off across the pasture to oil windmills. Have we discussed oiling windmills? Maybe not, but we should. It's a pretty important job on our ranch, and it's something I have to do at least once a year. Okay, maybe Slim does most of the work, but we dogs always go with him to supervise and guard the windmill. Guarding the windmill is a very important part of the job, don't you see? Because Slim has to climb up on top of the tower and pour oil into the, whatever you call it, the oil thing. The place where oil is poured. The reservoir. There's another of those words that are impossible to spell, so phooey. Reservoir. Once a year, Slim goes around to all 12 of the windmills on our ranch, climbs the tower, and fills them with oil. As you may know, a windmill is a little machine that sits on top of a tower. The wind blows a fan around and around, which causes the... This is getting complicated. A windmill pumps water out of the ground and dumps it into a stock tank. I can't explain how it happens, and neither can any other dog in this world, and so what? It's a very mysterious process, but the crucial point is that windmills must have oil to do whatever they do. Maybe they drink the oil, or eat it, or burn it. I really don't care. What matters is that Slim has to climb the tower and add the oil, while we dogs remain on the ground and guard the windmill, just in case some villain comes along and tries to steal the windmill. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet.